For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. Hearings into youth protection and the rights of children in Quebec will resume for 3 days in Montreal, according to CTV News. The commission in charge will look into several aspects of the province's youth protection system, including its funding and organizational structure. Then, a set of reforms will be applied to the existing programs of the youth protection system, especially that they lacked resources in the past due to budget cuts and structural reforms. The hearings come after the death of a 7-year-old girl in Granby last spring. A major police operation was carried out in downtown Ottawa after a shooting left one person dead and 3 more severely injured. Paramedics were called Wednesday morning to one of the homes on Gilmore and Kent Streets around 7:30 a.m. local time. One of the 3 people taken to hospital, a 15-year-old teenager, is in stable condition, according to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. A major crime unit is investigating and police have been asking people to avoid the area. 63 Canadians were killed after Ukraine International Airlines flight PS752 crashed minutes after taking off from Tehran's International Airport. The plane was a Boeing 737-800 flying from Tehran to Kiev. Ukrainian officials released the names of passengers. Reuters reported that 30 Canadians, almost half of the 63 Canadians identified by officials so far, were from Edmonton. Several victims were students or faculty at the University of Alberta. The crash came hours after Iran launched a missile attack on U.S. bases in neighboring Iraq, but Iranian officials said they suspected a mechanical issue brought down the plane. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.